das Swings und Roundabouts for the Kinder, ja? Nein? Schweinhund. Swings and Roundabouts for the Children, yes? No? Pigface, 2011. Apocalyptic sculpture, glass fiber, plastic, mixed media. Contemporary British artists, Jake and Dinos Chapman. 2.15 metres high and 1.28 metres by 1.28 metres. The Chapman's work is typically confronting, sometimes pornographic, and often grotesque. The piece is a large glass display case filled with imagery from the Holocaust-inspired Hellscape series, featuring hundreds of tiny human figurines in an end-of-world scenario. Some dressed in Nazi uniforms, performing barbaric acts on each other, others like psychotic, furious McDonald's characters. From the info panel on the gallery wall, the psychotic rage of the McDonald's characters symbolise the destructive excesses of capitalism. The work also raises the question of whether art should have a moral message. End quote. A landscape of hardship, struggle and battle. A steam engine entering into a tunnel within a rocky hillside. Its carriages burdened with human remains and soldiers. Above the tunnel, rocks, a cabin and detritus. 8 large trees with foliage, others without. The rocky outcrop is punctuated by a ravine and spans the width of the diorama. On the rocks on the other side of the ravine, decapitated heads on tall spikes overlook the action. In the centre of the miniature display is, or was, a children's playground, swings hanging from a steel frame and a turnstile-type roundabout. There's jerry cans, McDonald's food wrappers and bits of hamburgers littering the ground, and the equipment is overrun with 11 Ronald McDonald's, all in varying states of activity and play, Hamburglar on the roundabout and 4 Grimaces dotted throughout. Grimace is a character also featured in McDonald's land commercials. He's a rotund purple being of indeterminate species with short arms and legs, known for his slow-witted demeanour. The playground is separated from other activity by high steel fencing and sharp wire, and hemmed in by the tunnel and steam train on one side, and on the other, soldiers pouring down a dry riverbed en masse, some in various states of undress, others skeletal, and or brutalised with injuries coated with bright red blood. Some attack one another, and others climb on an army vehicle where it stands at an entrance resembling that of a concentration camp, an archway with lettering. Separating the overrun ravine from higher ground on the other side of the glass cabinet, more high steel fencing and sharp wire. In this corner, a gutted and burnt-out watchhouse. Within it, skeletons in military hard hats. They round one another up, and a cart sits outside, overflowing with bloodied corpses. It's a bleak, busy scene. Gunmetal grey, pale flesh, red blood, and bright, macabre McDonald's Land characters. This is the end of the audio description.